Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Preacher Boys podcast. I make this show for you, and I hope that you really enjoy it. I have a lot of people that ask me how they can support the show financially, and you can do that by heading over to patreon.com/preacherboys. You're going to get access to exclusive content, including early releases of episodes. I've got a couple episodes right now that have been released at least a month early over on Patreon. You've got access to things like unique merch, depending on what tier you join, and you get access to some behind the scenes content that I'm posting within the group. So head over to patreon.com/preacherboys and become a member over there today. Every single supporter helps make this show a little bit more possible, especially as I continue to add additional episodes and content every single week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get back to the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Trigger warning. This podcast contains descriptions of various abusive situations. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to the Preacher Boys podcast, a podcast shedding light on decades of mental, physical, and sexual abuse within the independent fundamental Baptist movement. The testimonies shared on this podcast are told from the personal experience and perspective of the survivors. Not all legal outcomes are known or final. Any suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. Now, here is your host, Eric Skwarzynski.
Jack Treiber is no stranger to saying stupid things. This is clear. And this clip specifically might just take the cake. It was found by Bad Sermons. Go ahead over there and check out some of the other content there. He has been posting content showing some of the bizarre things that are said in pulpits in independent Baptist churches around the United States. And as you can imagine, there's no shortage of content. But the clip I want to show you today really shows, number one, how women are looked at within independent Baptist churches, but also specifically how victims are viewed within independent Baptist churches. So I want to play this clip from Jack Treiber. Jack Treiber, of course, is the pastor of North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California. It's one of the larger independent Baptist churches. He's one of the higher-ups within that world, if you will. Listen to this clip from one of his sermons.
Unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. No, that is not true.
And this is an all too familiar tirade. This is something you hear in so many evangelical churches, that Eve is carrying all the blame for the Genesis story, for the story of fall of man. It always blames Eve specifically as the woman. And usually they'll extrapolate this to talk about, women's gossip and women's deceit hurting mankind throughout history. But let's listen to this specific clip right here.
She should have started saying, if she was going to say anything, God said no. God had already made it very clear, you can't touch of that tree. God said no. Hath God said, yes, he did. He said, we can't touch that. Get out of here. There's a little girl in the Bible. Her name was Tamar. Her half-brother came.
So Tamar is a pretty common story as well. It's one of the most tragic stories within the Bible. Listen to his explanation of this specific story. If you're not familiar with the story, I definitely encourage you to stop this video right now and just read the story of Tamar and then come back to it. Because if you're familiar with the story, this interpretation is
he
bizarre.
Did. He said, we can't touch that. Get out of here. There's a little girl in the Bible. Her name was Tamar. Her half-brother came and defiled her. He came,
raped her,
with a plan of how he could get satisfied with his lust. And the Bible says, instead of crying out for her daddy, she talked to her half-brother. This is not, he's forcing himself, the Bible said. And she said, no, we can't do this. Girls, anybody comes at you and says, whether forcibly or whether it just may, let's just sort of figure this out together. Let's be immoral together. Your first response should be, Dad! Daddy! Daddy, there's a man in here, there's a boy in here, there's a cousin in here, there's a uncle in here, there's a neighbor in here, there's someone in here. Dad!
Okay, I mean, yeah, I told you this clip was a little bit of a doozy. I don't know how you read that passage. I'm going to go ahead and pull it up, and I'll even pull it up in the King James Version so that way this video can be taken seriously by people within the movement. But you read the story of Tamar in 2 Samuel 13, 1 through 22. And Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid down. She took flour and kneaded it and made cakes in his sight and did bake the cakes. And she took a pan. And poured them out before him. He refused to eat. And Amnon said, have out all men for me. And they went out every man for him. So he sent everybody out of the room. And then Amnon said unto Tamar, bring the meat into the chamber that I may eat of thine hand. And Tamar took the cakes which she made and brought them to the chamber to Amnon, her brother. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, come lie with me, my sister. And she answered him, nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done, Israel. Do not thou this folly. And I, whither shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. Howbeit, he would not hearken unto her voice. So before he starts forcing himself, she tries to talk him out of this act. And there's nobody around. He had already sent out anybody that would be in the room. And it says, he would not hearken to her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her and lay with her. This was not a consensual act or her giving in. He forcibly raped her. You can see that even in the King James Bible that Jack Treiber would thump on. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. And Amnon said unto her, arise, be gone. So he sends out all the witnesses. He rapes this woman and then throws her out of his sight and rejects her. And the end of the story is that, Tamar ended up putting ashes on her head, rent her garments, and laid her hand on her head and went out crying. And she remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. So she lost everything as a result of a forcible rape. And instead of talking about the badness of her being raped, Jack Treiber is going to talk about how it's her fault for not screaming out. Hey, everybody, we're going to get back to the show in just a minute. But before our brief intermission, I'd like to introduce a thought-provoking new podcast called Psychotherapy. That's two words if you're going to go search for it right now. This show sheds light on the very real issue of abusive therapists and pastoral counselors. In every helping profession, including therapy, there's a vulnerability to exploitation. And Psychotherapy delves deep into the red flags, risks, and real-life stories of those affected by unethical practices. Tune in to Psychotherapy with Leah Denton on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your shows.
I'm Leah Denton, and this is Psychotherapy, a show dedicated to providing survivors of therapy harm a platform to share their stories. and to offer language for those of us trying to make sense of our own experiences with the psycho in the therapist chair.
Daddy, there's a man in here, there's a boy in here, there's a cousin in here, there's an uncle in here, there's a neighbor in here, there's someone in here. Dad! Now, Tamar, she said, now, let's just sit down. Amen. This is not good. Why would you talk about sin? This is not good at work. You know, she says, I wish I could talk to my husband like I could talk to you.
Like, where did he pull this from? Like, what part of the story does he extrapolate
this from? His wife was saying the same thing. If he would be listening to his wife, he wouldn't have time to listen to you. Because his to-do list would be so long, he wouldn't have time for more. We'll say, well, you know, Gazelda, I feel so comfortable talking to you. You just listen. My wife doesn't listen to me. I live a lonely life. You're a fool. If she can be disloyal to her husband, hey, Ralph, she's going to be disloyal to you. If this clown can be disloyal to his wife, she'll be disloyal. And if vice versa, what are you thinking? He should have said no. She should have said no. Life has prohibitions. God said you can have these trees, but you can't have that one. And I've heard some fools say, well, then God set them up for sin. No, God set them up for obedience. We're not robots. God needed our heart. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, Matthew 22, which is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto the first. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love is the foundation. Love is the key. And she came to the point where she felt like she could talk about sin and negotiate with sin, but we must learn in life to say no.
I mean, what do you even say? It's to a point. When you watch these clips from these pastors, number one, the hatred for women just drips off of these clips. Number two, the hatred for victims and total lack of empathy is evident, drips from these clips. But the fact that these guys are pastoring churches, some of the largest churches in the movement, this isn't people on the fray. Like, Jack Treiber is a recognizable name within the IFB, and it shouldn't be any surprise that he's talking like this. Because the way that he's handled sexual abuse in his church has consistently been to sweep it under the rug. That's consistently been his MO. That's consistently been the way he's handled it. You know, he talks about Cameron Giovanelli leaving and the camera's shut off after he makes the announcement on the live stream and says, I love this man. You have people like Bruce Goddard, who's had multiple sex abuse cases, still teaching at Golden State Baptist College. You have, at least as of a year or two ago. I mean, you've got all of these situations where Treiber has specifically stood on the side of abusers, even when he's, you know, I hesitate to even say it like this, when he's exegeting a passage, which is not what he's doing at all. Like, no reading of 2 Samuel 13, 1 through 22 would have you walk away thinking that Tamar was having a discussion about sin and trying to negotiate her way into sin. Like, there's no reading of that would take you to that place, unless Treiber specifically has a hobby horse he wants to climb on. And like many IFB pastors, he just picks a passage, uses it as a launch pad, and then goes into his rant about what he wants to talk about. Anyway, I just want to share that clip. I thought it was something that gives a peek into the mind of these people, into the mind of the Treibers of this world. And I want you to listen to what they're saying in the pulpit, because they're not hiding what they believe. Look at what they say in the pulpit. Look at the way that sex abuse cases are handled within their churches and tell me that there's not a root problem in their baseline theology and their baseline belief system that enables abusers to thrive within these types of environments. Anyway, I want to share that clip with you. Head over to twitter.com/badsermons to watch more clips like this from the IFB. There's plenty of shocking content that kind of gives a look into this world if you're unfamiliar with it. And if you are familiar with it, you know, your mileage for this may vary. You may see some things that remind you of things that you don't want to remember. But there is some shocking content being shared every single Sunday from pulpits across America. And it leads to environments where abusers can feel pretty comfortable. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I will see you in the next one.
Thank you for listening to the Preacher Boys podcast. If you appreciated the content on the show, please leave a review on iTunes and don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc. Additional information can always be found on PreacherBoysDoc.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.